Christianity is dead in healthcare, but there's a lot of people, clinicians, nurses, doctors, PTs, whatever, who are Christian. And yet we don't bring that into the workplace. And one of the easiest things that we can do is pray with our patients, with our clients. We are going to show you practical tips to pray with your patients. Welcome back to the podcast, the Nice Brains World Podcast, the number one podcast for healthcare and wellness professionals. I am Nina Pablo, host of this podcast, registered nurse and creator of Nice Veins, Bro. And I'm joined by my beautiful wife, Alexa. I'm excited because this is a topic that I've been wanting to cover for a while. Prayer in healthcare. Prayer is something that, actually Christianity in general, is something that hospitals will promote. But the way that it functions and all of that is really just a secular business. People who are in the hospital, it's the perfect environment for them to be open. A lot of times if they're going through a hard time or they're afraid or emotions are running high, it's the perfect moment for us to meet their needs, to comfort through prayer.
I have this awesome quote that I wanted to share that just is regarding the power of prayer. It says that we do not value the power and efficacy of prayer as we should. Prayer and faith will do what no power on earth can accomplish. We are seldom, in all respects, placed in the same position twice. We continually have new scenes and new trials to pass through where past experience cannot be a sufficient guide. We must have the continual light that comes from God. It's from a book called The Ministry of Healing. And I just think about that we as healthcare workers, especially, we face patients in different situations where we will never face the exact same situation another time.
Right.
And why not, if I believe in an all-powerful God that is all-loving and compassionate and wants to have a deeper relationship with each individual on earth, why can I not ask him for guidance and peace and help throughout my day, even if it's just in the workings, like, God, help my mind work more efficiently today. So we can kind of just start talking about ways that we pray with patience. I have, you know, at the beginning of your shift, number one, I want to suggest that we maybe pray with our patients at the beginning of the day.
That's low hanging fruit, really. I mean, it's the first interaction you have with the patient. And that's an easy thing to check off, you know, right after huddle, you walk in and you say, this is my name. This is what the day is going to look like. And before you head out, you know, of the room for that first interaction, you say, you know, hey, I'm a Christian. I love to pray with my patients before the shift starts. Is that okay with you? I've done that before. It's not like I do it. I have to, you know, consistently, because sometimes sometimes shift change drama happens and you don't have time to do that kind of stuff. But, you know, if it's appropriate, you do that. And, you know, that just breaks the ice for the rest of the day. And sometimes the patient, you know, isn't Christian or something like that. But I've never had someone either look super uncomfortable with it. I've only received it with open arms, even if they, you know, even if they might not be Christian.
Really? I've had some people turn down prayer.
Really?
When I offered to pray and just ask if that was something that they or their family would be open to. And a family member said no.
Wow.
They are not comfortable with it. And I was like, maybe you
are. Oh, the family? The family said it?
They said it about the patient. And I was like, okay, I'll back off. I said, I respect that. I'll be outside the room. If you need me, just call.
Right, right. And that's another thing that we have to realize is that people have their preferences. Not everyone obviously is a Christian. You know, there's people with different faith backgrounds and stuff. And that's something that as Christians, we need to give space for that and respect people's, you know, power of choice. They say, this is not something I believe in. And you say, that's fine, you know, but we should, I think, as Christians, it is a beautiful opportunity for us to witness in that very simple sense. So that's a great way at the beginning of your shift.
Yeah, number
that's
one,
when you should
at
pray.
The beginning of your shift.
Another one I think would be if your patient is going on to a procedure. I mean, hello, they're going to go to a procedure that they're probably really nervous about.
Yeah.
And so why not offer a prayer there? I think that that would bring a lot of comfort to patients and their families. Again, gently offer it. But that's another just fantastic way. And I think that we shouldn't be rushing these kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Often in the hospital, it's always rush, 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 rush. You got to get things done. You've got to check this. And it's
all the time.
Very hard.
It's constant.
Yeah, to remind yourself about something like that. But I promise you, like, prayer not only helps the patient, but it helps you as the clinician.
We talk about praying at the beginning of the shift or praying during or praying right before a procedure. Mm-hmm. And that oftentimes gives us an opportunity to thank God for meeting that patient, like in their hearing, saying like, Lord, thank you for allowing me to meet this person. They may be feeling really nervous right now. And I ask that you would give them some peace and comfort.
Yeah,
that it's in your hands. You know, that's comforting for somebody who believes in God, who has, you know, a relationship with him and believes that he cares about them. And I think even for those who maybe are like the on the fence people, that they believe in a higher power, I think there are some individuals that still take comfort in that type of prayer that we would offer.
Right.
Just because we're expressing compassion and like asking for a divine presence, you know, for that peace in their heart.
As nurses, really, that's the nursing model, is to look at it completely from before they got to the hospital. You know, what are their finances like? What is their home life? Mm-hmm. What is their job life?
Yeah, all the drama. Yeah. We get all the tea,
we
man.
Get all we as nurses? Yeah, we get all of it. So what a great opportunity to say, you know, I'm not just going to help your physical health. I'm not just going to help your, you know, mental health, but also spiritually, I am here to help support you. And before we get to the third practical time to pray with your patients or how to pray with your patients, if you have a story of a special story of you having experienced something at the hospital or maybe at a clinic or something with a healthcare provider, or if you are a healthcare provider who ended up praying with your patient or client and it was an amazing experience, maybe you saw a miracle, share that in the comments. I want to hear your stories because there's lots of stories, and I would love to kind of, even on this channel, maybe sometime down the road, just kind of go through many, like, either miracle stories or, you know, stories where the prayer had a big impact on a patient or something like that, because I think it's super important.
Yeah.
And so if you're watching on YouTube, definitely comment below. So what's another way to pray, or a time to pray with patients?
Yeah, I think whenever we transfer patients outside out of the unit.
Or discharge, yeah.
Or discharge, you know, like we're saying, peace out, goodbye, good luck, wonderful blessings on your life. Like, it's always—
Is that how you say bye to your patients?
Exactly like that. Whenever we're saying bye, being able to offer prayer and just say, you know, can I pray a blessing on your recovery or on your health journey or whatever, on your life, on your family, blah, blah, blah.
What a great moment to say, can I pray with you?
Yeah.
Can I pray with you? And then in that really prayer, sweet. you praise God for the recovery, for the fact that they're leaving the hospital.
Yeah.
That makes such an impact.
Yeah.
And if they say, no, I don't want prayer. Okay, well, you have a great day. Like, what am I going to do? It's not going to kill you to hear those words. So I just want to encourage people. I just want to encourage people, Christian people who are listening to this. Incorporate prayer in your work environment. It will it will literally transform your day, your week, your month, your year. It'll transform your entire career if you start involving prayer into the daily habits. I mean, maybe you're a doctor at a clinic, maybe you're not at a hospital and you're listening. Start with prayer with your appointments with your patients.
The whole reason we're encouraging people to pray with their patients or pray on their own at the beginning of their work days, what have you, is because it deepens the peace that you have throughout your day.
I'll put it even simpler. The reason why we're saying to do it is because it's effective.
It's effective and it's a blessing to all involved.
It's literally effective. I mean, if you are a Christian, I ain't trying to challenge nobody, you know, who is not a Christian. But if you're a Christian, you believe this stuff. The fact that we give medication and stuff is fantastic. Those are things that God has allowed us to discover on how things work and the science behind all. Those things are wonderful. We have to remember that the physiology of way that the patho, you know, of the way that things work is a science that was created by God.
That's right.
By the King of Kings, the head physician of the world. But he is the greatest provider, and he's the one who is creating and continually causing our bodies to heal. And so why not invite the creator God into the operating room?
Yeah, I challenge anybody who hears this and thinks, but it's cringy though.
Mm.
Maybe take a look at your relationship with Christ. Why is it cringy? And try and figure that out first.
Why does it make you cringe? Yeah.
Why would you not want an extra blessing in your day and a way to deepen your relationship with Christ, to bless others, to love people? Why is it cringy to you?
Yeah. We all know that prayer in healthcare, we need to be asking and requesting of God, but also praising him for the victories and realizing that at the end of the day, there is a devil who is trying to attack us and trying to kill us and make our lives hard. And so, unfortunately, because of sin, you know, we still deal with disease and all these things. And at the end of a prayer, I always like to end, let your will be done. Because we don't see everything from a bird's eye view, right? God does. And sometimes there's prayers that aren't answered the way that we want them to be answered, right? But at the end of the day, it must be God's will. And he knows, you know, the best or the end from the beginning. And if we were to see God's view from the end, we would know why he did what he did, you know, because he is an all-knowing, all-providing, and omnipotent father. If you liked this topic, it was a spiritual topic. It's about God, wellness, and purpose here. So this one was about God. Smash the like button on YouTube. And if you're listening on a podcast platform, put a 5-star review. And tell us what you enjoy about the podcast. If you have any suggestions on topics, also put that in the comments. And we read every single one of those and we take it to heart. And so I just want to encourage you with that. Remember to be a positive force and influence within healthcare and society. Que Dios me lo bendiga.
I'm remembering the outro music.
You know what? I think that's going to be the outro music now. I didn't even follow my notes.
I didn't even follow my notes.
Did I really sound Hispanic? I sounded Hispanic.
Hispanic. Yes.
I sounded Hispanic there.
Like, if it's cringy,
actually, let's pray right now. Do you want to pray?
No, it's okay.
Okay, all right. You don't want to talk to God?
Okay, goodbye.
When I would listen to podcasts before I became a podcaster myself, I didn't realize how much leaving a 5-star review helped. And so now on this side, I just want you to know that it really does mean a whole lot when people review and share the content. So if you enjoyed it, please share it with somebody and leave a 5-star review on whichever platform you use, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. And if you're interested, you can also find us on social media at Nice Veins Bro. Or shop online at niceveinsbro.com. My personal stuff you can find under Nene Pablo, which is spelled NENEPABLO. I spend most of my time on YouTube making vlogs and videos and on Instagram. So I would love to connect with you. And remember, be a positive force and influence within healthcare and society. It's all about God, wellness, and purpose here. Thank you for listening.